Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, I do want to put that rat on the table by ATCO Pest Control.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, crossover time. Let's welcome in Willard and Dibs. And
the fellas.
The first question I have is to Willard, are you worried about the goo?
Always.
No, that hurt.
No. Understand what that means. That's not like you did something wrong, but 1:48 in the afternoon... That's my daily. We got to check in on my guy.
We've been talking about you.
My guy.
Will you give me the license to be with Dub Nation Dibs when Pat Spencer had his Lynn Sanity moments, and I just felt like it was stripped from him? And the other part that had me in an uproar was I didn't expect him to win. I didn't expect him to compete, come out and play. But that was special. I think Kerr did Pods no favors too. Because he was the one that came in for Pat. But Pat was giving you bucket after bucket to give you 1-point lead three separate times in the fourth. Miss one. But why would he sit at 356?
Well, he was giving up bucket after bucket, too. Let's be fair about that. Like, it's not like that he, you know, was getting buckets.
I'm getting mad at you already.
And he was locking it down. And the other piece, and I don't want to get too far into Willard's bag, but Steve doesn't know that Pods will come in and miss a three and immediately turn it over.
But you gave him that license by running away from what was hot. Pat was cooking with fish grease.
He was cooking.
Okay, give me that.
But I'm also going to borrow from Steiny, and I hate that I'm like siding with these two because I'm always team goo.
Yeah.
But Pods in that game, he was good.
No, he was. So why couldn't somebody else came in? Why come out? It wasn't about Pods. It's not. Why couldn't Seth or Buddy Hill come out?
I mean, sure, but already. So now you're looking at like, let's just go with like five guys who are all 6'2". And, 4'6'2 guys and Draymond Green. And good luck against Holmgren, who was, running with his hand up the entire third and fourth quarter. Like, can somebody please throw it up?
Yeah, pretty good.
But Pods doesn't change that.
And Matt Willard, I was going there.
Pat doesn't either. Nobody does.
No, but the point is, here's how I would look at it. You know, you can chase certain wins, and then I think sometimes – you just fold your arms and put the right hand under your chin and just smile and be like, I wonder what the hell is going to happen here. Because that's kind of what the vibe in the crowd was last night.
You were there.
I was there. And there's not one piece. This is when sports gets kind of beautiful and fun in a way. There's no expectation. The whole crowd is just having unbridled joy because you're playing the Thunder with no Jimmy, no Steph, and you spot them a 19-point lead. That was the second half.
Got up to 22?
Right, but 19 at half, and then you come back out, no Jimmy, no Steph. And I think everybody, I'll just freely tell everybody what the conversation with my lovely Christy was. If they don't chunk a huge piece of this, we're out of here. It's Tuesday.
It was headed that direction.
It's Tuesday. The game started at 8:15. I'm not sitting here watching the Thunder win by 40. So I said, if they do something special, we'll stay. And she looked at me and went, maybe if they even do something special, we should go. Because she was tired.
44 in the third.
But then she looked at me at the end of the third and went, she's like, I know we're staying.
Yeah, I know.
How loud did it get, though? Because it sounded like Roracle.
It was beautiful.
Why, it was.
And I guess my
like a Valkyries game.
My point to Steve would be, hey, just let this crazy thing happen.
And that's all it is. Daddy thinks I'm mad,
you know
man.
What I mean? Yeah.
It was a moment. That
just see, like,
write it out.
Like, let's see what happens.
Never have that. I don't want to rob the kid.
It's not about Spencer. It's about the Warriors.
But I understand. But Dibs, he'll never have that moment, most likely, if I were to bet. He was in a zone. And it got just, hey, come here.
Yeah. I mean, he was in a zone, but they didn't go up 11. And it wasn't like he had 18 points in 4 minutes. I mean, he was good. And they were good. And Draymond hit a three. And I do want to talk, I mean, later in the show about JK in the third quarter. Because in the third quarter, he was good.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he hit some buckets. And as much as he was, whatever.
He was good-ish.
He was part of the run in the third.
Defensive play to end the third is why he didn't play in the fourth.
Sure.
And it was the worst defensive play of the night.
And tell me who guarded Shea very well.
Nobody. But it's not.
And that's okay.
It's not about guarding him well. It's about putting your arms out and arm barring him with 3 seconds left to go. It's a terrible sophomoric defensive play. Like, it just is.
It's loosey-goosey.
And it's why.
You think that's why he didn't see the court
100%.
Again?
100%. It's also, again, this is always the stuff with JK. It's the headiness. Mm. Like, that's what you did that with 3 seconds left. It'd be one thing if you did that with 5 minutes to go in the third. Man. You bailed out the best foul seeker in the game with 3 seconds to go. Totally. Totally. Now, they got the momentum back because Pods threw up a prayer.
He was good.
And it went in, and so everyone forgot it. But a coach doesn't forget that stuff. JK is all about decision making. That's it.
For me, it's not about whether you thought taking Spencer out was a mistake or not. It very well may have been. But I thought last night, I didn't even say this, but I thought last night, and I said this to Evan, and I thought I saw it early in the game. It's like Kerr was, he was agitated.
He went in on Moody in the first.
Right. So he goes in on Moody, and he goes in on Will Richard. Then the second half comes, and I'm watching him coach, and he was kind of getting on the refs. And I said to myself, he wants to win this game once they started coming back.
Like, oh, my God.
He wants to win this game, and he thinks they can. And so that's the moment where I thought, well, he's just going to play. Then it just comes down to who he thinks Pods gave him a better chance than Spencer. Because I'm convinced that he would have done whatever he needed to do last night to win that game. That's why he played Pods instead of Spencer. And it didn't work out last night. But like, I think last night was a true indication of what he really thinks. Because I do think he would have loved to have gotten that game. Under the circumstances of no Steph and Butler out the second half.
I mean, I agree, but if you look at the fourth quarter, when Spencer comes in for Pods, they are down by two, and then, you know, Peyton hits a three, Spencer gets on a little bit of a heater, Draymond hits a three, and by the time he takes Spencer out, the Warriors are down by four. So it's not like in that fourth quarter, Spencer took them from, down two to, like, up seven. Spencer was good. They were good. They went all the way through what they did, and still, you're in that precipice where, okay, here comes Shea, here comes OKC, and if you really want to win the game, you have to go with your best five, and Pat's not one of them.
You know what just popped into my head listening to you guys talk about this? The Pat Spencer thing, it's a micro one-night version of what the Niners just went through with Mac Jones. And I think this is what you're talking about, Steiny. Steve Kerr's sitting there going, okay, if I zoom out on a given night with 3 minutes to go, who is normally going to give me a better shot to win the game? Brandon Pajemski or Pat Spencer?
Brandon.
Okay. So that's what he's doing. Meantime, we're all in the crowd going, hey, we're kind of enjoying this book that we're reading. Could you let us read the next chapter? It's kind of like Mac Jones. Hey, this is a hell of a story. They're going to pick you number three overall. Then they never pick you. Then you go off to two other teams. And then you reconvene 5 years later, and you take the team on a miraculous 5-3 run. And Kyle Shanahan's going, right, cute. Brock Purdy is our quarterback, and that's who gives us a better chance to win. So that's it. And I don't fault anyone for that dynamic, I guess. So in other words, Goo, you, me, and all any fan who wanted Pat Spencer to stay in, sure, I get it. And yeah. I still do, because that was a fun story.
And from the living room fits, it felt like the old Monte Ellis days where, you know, where is it? And he's just on one. It was a moment. I felt it, and it wasn't just all about Pat. They were playing hellified defense. Why with no Jimmy did they seem faster? That's all another thing.
Yep.
But, Dibs, you're telling me, and I'm asking, Spencer hits a bucket to give them the lead 107-106 at 4:54.
Yep.
A minute later, they're down four. But is that all on Pat Spencer and how hot he had been and the three shots he had made prior to that to put you up one, three different times for the coach to say, okay, we're down four. Let me take Pat out. Why not play both of them?
I mean, you could, but like if you play Pat and Pods, so now that's two guys who aren't really good at defending. And so, you know, when you look at like the sub that you made, you went Curry for Richard, you went Pods for Spencer, and then eventually you went Moody for Peyton the second. And so you wanted to find some defense. But for me, the fourth quarter was about OKC looking at Golden State like, and
I got you.
Do you have a little brother?
Yes. No, I got a son.
Doesn't. I don't, but
I know what you're saying.
And I think about my son Quest and his brother Keon, and Keon could never come for Quest. And so there were times where Keon would like have a nice little run, and then Quest would like, pat, pat, pat.
It's time to go.
Little three pats on the head. It's like, oh, cute. You're cute, Keon. But if you really want to come for me, it's not going to happen. So for me, OKC, yeah, great run, Pat and Draymond.
So you were blown away at the house when he got
subbed out. I was blown away. I'm sitting in bed, and my wife is reading a book with her book light. And and I'm watching the game, and there were like six or seven different times in the fourth quarter where I'm just laughing. And the first one was the Seth Curry step back. Am I Steph or am I Seth? I'm a Warrior, so I'm a Curry, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm just I'm just laughing. I'm laughing like, oh, my God, I can't believe that this game is actually a game. And I never thought, like, oh, boy, they're going to win this thing. But then I think they went up five.
Four.
Yeah, they went up four.
The Draymond the three.
I was like, they're going to win.
Draymond hits the three, and I'm thinking, oh, my God.
Fitz going crazy.
Yeah, Fitz, Kalena, me, and my wife is still in her book, and maybe she knew more than I did because I was, like, super, shout out Josh. Yeah. I was giddy.
Look at him.
You're listening to 95. Nice one. You're listening
to
95. You're listening to 95.7, the game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. All right, Goo, and you guys. Goo, do you think I'm lying when I'm going to relay a little story? I'm watching the game last night, and Spencer's out there, and he's making shots.
I believe you so far.
Okay. And then he got the ball in the post, and he had this little 7-9 foot fadeaway, and he missed it short.
Yeah, I remember. Okay.
And I said to myself, I bet he's getting tired. I just, that's what I said to myself. I'll bet he's getting tired. Those kind of guys don't, okay. Then he came out of the game, and they went to Pods, and I was like, okay, I get it.
I can picture the three but right
the,
now
the,
from
the
Pods.
The thing that really killed that was the problem, is Pods took a quick three and then turned it over.
Okay, turned it over, back-to-back possessions.
Do you think he was overzealous for sitting and watching?
No.
Just shot down to overzealous.
Wow. That, to me, I was mad, not at Kerr taking Spencer out. I was mad because Pods,
early in the shot
just
clock,
felt the need. Well, to interject himself as soon as he got into the game. It's like, throw a pass and run around. Okay. You've been on the bench for 5 minutes.
So this is the whole dynamic. Because, by the way, I would have bet, you guys think it's crazy that we bet that the Chiefs wouldn't make the playoffs. I would have bet every single dollar I have.
Where are you going?
That we never would have had a conversation on 95.7 the game. Getting mad because Pat Spencer got taken out of a game. I would have bet every.
We would have lost everything. Yeah.
Now, here's the other thing, though. What you all just pointed out, and this is a bigger issue, and maybe today's not even the full day for it. Maybe.
But I feel like I know where you're
tomorrow,
going.
Tomorrow, maybe it's January.
This fan base does not like Brandon Pajamski. They just don't. And the Warriors have totally fallen into this weird dynamic. It's a love triangle or a hate triangle. Jonathan is 1 point. Brandon is 1 point, and the team is the third point.
Steve Kerr.
I guess it's Steve Kerr.
Yep.
And there's sides, and there is agendas, and there's all of these things. Because as you just pointed out, Steiny, like if you take a long view of Paz was good last night.
You're not in the game without him.
He was good last night. He had a really nice night. But then he gets put in at the end of the game. We immediately go, he hadn't even done anything yet. And we're already like, you're kind of robbing us of our story. Our story is about Seth Curry and Pat Spencer. That's our story tonight. I want to keep reading this book. There's a movie with a bad ending. And that ticks everyone off.
Wow.
And then he represents that after a really good game.
Right.
He comes in, he misses one shot, which big deal. Everybody misses threes. And then he turns the ball over and scene. And we hate Brandon Pajamski.
It was 1 minute of 48, and I'm going to walk you through it because Pat Spencer misses.
See if I can do it too with you.
Warriors down one, and Pat Spencer's been the dude.
Yeah.
And now we're running the offense through Pat Spencer.
I got
and
it.
And so we go to Pat Spencer, and Curry comes in for Will Richard, 4.5 to go. And on that possession, we go to Pat. 8-foot turnaround.
Ah, just short.
Just short, and maybe he's tired, whatever it was. Pat, you've been awesome. Connor Joe. Or whoever Joe.
I think Holmgren got two free throws.
Whatever Joe. No, Joe hits the three.
Okay.
Now OKC's up four. And then Shea commits a foul on a, it was kind of a makeup call. Like Seth Curry's trying to cut and he was encumbered, which they hadn't called Casey Schmidt on OKC. So it was a makeup. Stoppage, Pods in, Spencer out. 4 seconds later, Pods, 26-footer, miss, Shea, three,
and
step
then a
back,
turnover.
Boom, now you're down seven, and then Pods, bad pass, turnover, and Thunder timeout, but you went from down one with your guy, Pat Spencer, with a chance to give you the lead again. He's been so hot, miss, foul, sub, three, miss, turnover, three, you're down seven, and it was night-night, within a minute, and that, I think, Mark, is what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, Pods was great, and in that 60-second segment,
I got you.
Missed three, forced, bad turnover, awful.
Look, you can all...
We hate him.
For whatever, and when we say we, I don't think everybody does.
No.
No, but to your
point. And I fight for
the fan base, like, you notice little... I notice little things being in the building in a game like that. First of all, first quarter, Jonathan Kuminga, when he just enters the game, the Warriors probably down by four, whatever, first quarter, no big deal. Big, here comes Jonathan Kuminga. Yeah, like there's a big ovation.
Oh, this in the
not
arena.
Ovation. Yeah.
All right.
There's like extra cheers. Okay. And then two ovations upon the exit last night, which were fourth quarter, Seth Curry and Pat Spencer. And then when they announced who was replacing Pat Spencer,
oh, tell me, Will.
It was crickets. And I'm just sitting here going, I get it. I get it. We all talk about this every day. I just like to sometimes, like, let's talk about it.
If this were a dartboard, I'm going first, and I'm trying to throw it right between Steiny's eyes, and I'm not saying this is wrong.
Aggressive.
But this is the way I see it. They feel like, and Dub Nation can't let go of how Kuminga and Moody were treated with the Jerome and Lamb situation, and they feel like Pods,
totally
who I've said time and time again and catch flack, I feel like he earned his spot. He was smart enough to keep it. They feel like he's getting a scholarship or the teacher's pet.
There's no doubt.
With the apple.
There's no
doubt.
But
the league don't work that way. Well, but then I'm like, is there a race dynamic because of black and white?
Well, there's not a race dynamic.
I'm asking.
There's not a race dynamic from the Warriors.
No, no
That's
doubt.
Ridiculous.
No doubt. But from the fan base.
Of course there is. Of course there is.
Just say it.
And the biggest issue, and like everyone's thought.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
and T's apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On this, your perspective, I think there's room for a bunch of different ones. The number one reason that he plays more than those guys is just his position. That's it.
Well, start, yeah.
That's it. Well, it's just where he plays. No doubt. Wow. That's the number one answer on your Family Feud board. Like, that's not.
Well,
the other thing that fair point.
Three.
Fair point. You said Pajemski. Go ahead.
And I think he's turned into a really tricky player, and it's Buddy Hield. And you have Buddy Hield on your team, and it's like you have to every game give him a shot to go 5 for 9 from three. You have to give him
15 shots.
Or whatever.
And I'm okay with that. It looked like last night was a night.
Exactly.
He hit two early ones.
But that's not a bad thing.
Well, then he stayed in the game. Like, he was in down the stretch, Buddy. Well, he didn't do anything that I can remember down the stretch. Now,
he was guarding Shea.
He's trying on defense.
Yeah. No doubt, man.
And I actually think he's been better defensively while he's been here than I thought he was. But still, he's overmatched against Shea. But, like, if he's not making – and, like, he's the perfect example. Well, he should have gotten Buddy out. Well, Buddy's the kind of guy that can make three in a hurry no matter what happens.
Boy, he's using that rope, though.
You know, yeah, you're right, he is. But that's why he's tricky. You kind of got to play him to see. And then when you take him out because he's not hitting, you're giving up the opportunity that he will get hot, which he might not, but now he can.
I think he's using some of his legs on D.
I mean,
it's affecting his shot because they're fine. Accountability. I mean, he's playing more defense here or
than ever before.
No, I really believe it.
I'm not buying it. Honestly, I'm not buying it.
I mean, they're good looks.
And we talked about it yesterday where he's had a lot of open shots. Nick Friedel joined us, and Nick's like, he's had a lot of open shots. He's not hitting open shots. And now you've got Seth Curry knocking on your door. And honestly, when D'Anthony Melton comes, who are you going to take minutes away from? Are you going to take him away from Pat Spencer or Buddy Hield?
Well,
probably Pat Spencer, but it's a little bit tougher. I mean, never Pods, because Pods sits in the front row and polishes the apple. Pods is like, oh, Mrs. Applebottom, you look really good today. Yes, wow, I like your new skirt. And I'm just making fun of it, like what fans actually think.
There's also something about, like, I've noticed it. The one that's really interesting to me, because we get callers and whatever tweets. And
I hear them.
Give out the phone number while you're here.
It's 888-957-9570. But I get it at home, like, and a wide dynamic. I have an 18-year-old son. He doesn't listen to the show, and I got an 81-year-old mom who pretty much only taps into the show like if we're on a summit or something. She'd be like, "I'm gonna watch your guys' video." Yeah, and they have the exact same thing. They love Kuminga, and they hate Pods. Hate him.
Mark, why does he keep playing that Poughkeepsie guy?
His floppy hair, and I'm better than Steph. And it's just...
But he's had some stuff scaled back up until Steph got hurt. He wasn't starting Pods.
What about
He had some stuff scaled back from him. I felt like they took a little slack from him, and not the slack in regard to minutes. He wasn't starting.
Don't you remember? He cannot be that guy.
Man.
Let's meet halfway and acknowledge that the way Kerr thinks of Pajemski, which is very highly, but he might be wrong, is the same way Kuminga fans feel about Kuminga, and they're wrong.
Well, I think he's proven them right.
They're not. Kuminga, neither of them are as good as their biggest advocates think they are.
By the way, I haven't heard
You guys mentioned this today.
Okay.
I didn't hear the Joes mention this. Y'all catch your boy?
Aaron Turner.
Oh,
I thought you meant Festus.
Oh, we got into it.
You did.
Yeah,
did.
We got
okay.
into it.
I missed that part.
Oh, my gosh,
that
you didn't hear Kuminga me? Typing
no.
it.
No.
Yeah, we went
I
in.
Almost,
I almost
Aaron, dropped an S-bomb. For those who don't know,
yeah,
Aaron Turner is Kuminga's agent.
Yeah, we got into
and
it.
And in the fourth quarter last night, tweeted, what the hell are we doing out here?
Do you have a problem if I told my partner and the listeners, I felt like Kuminga said that?
He was playing.
He had a life. Come on, you don't send that.
Are you allowed
Willard?
To tweet from the bench?
They do it half though. I guess.
I don't see. You don't see
does.
Send that.
So what? Here. So I of course didn't see this.
Yeah.
Aaron Turner text. So Guru surprises me with it. He says, "You see the text from Kuminga's agent," and I just was like, "Kuminga, who cares?"
Bring it to you.
Did you see Kuminga's agent said, "What's going?" I don't want to hear about Kuminga's agent.
You.
That's
what
cares.
Like, what got me is like. And it's his agent, so that's almost like his mom tweeting. Like, fine, you like Jonathan, great, but nobody, I wouldn't think, if you're watching that game last night and you're upset in the fourth, the first thought in your mind is not, well, they should be running this through Kuminga.
But that late third, he was a part of the run, and not to see the floor at all.
How was he? How'd he play?
He didn't like, he did some other intangible stuff.
This is the other thing. I am so sick of people saying a guy did well when he made three plays in 15 minutes.
He, like, last night was some
good.
12
minutes in a quarter.
It was some good. I bet you'd even agree it was more bad.
I was disappointed.
But my point is that, like, the fourth quarter was going well because of Pat Spencer and Seth Curry. The fourth quarter was going. You got
tell
the
me
lead.
How symbolic from that agent tweeting that tells you about the relationship. To me, it tells me about the relationship with Kuminga.
It's been
he
toxic.
Had a license
it's
to
broke.
Do that.
It's broken.
Kuminga, I would have cussed my agent out on the way home. Why the hell would you say something? He was like, probably thanks, man.
It's been toxic.
There it is.
Shout out Britney Spears.
Yeah. Toxic all summer, and I'm mad at myself for getting off. Of the fence that I spent.
Oh, you don't get to go back.
No,
he can't go back.
I didn't say I could go back. I'm mad at myself for getting off the fence.
Yeah.
I said all summer, this isn't going to work.
And
wow.
And here we are.
And I tell my children this, don't be too hard on yourself.
Thanks, Steiner.
Seriously, you keep your chin up.
All right.
I don't like when people have their dauber down. On 95.7, the game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.